Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and damn sexy people. Okay, I'm on a flight. I'm on an airplane back, and so my good friend, Nadia Angelini, will be with you today taking your calls. She's an amazing channel. She's one of my healing partners that I work with. Very loving, totally connected to the channel. Have your questions answered. She is ready to go. I'm honored that Nadia is coming forward to do this. I will definitely be back with you next week. And there's only 3 days until this incredible Urgency of Self-Love webinar. Go, as soon as this show's over, go to IamDWallace.com. It's on the homepage, the Urgency of Self-Love. Sign up for this, guys. You are going to want to hear how my channel and Patricia's channel comes together to bring this incredible information. I'm telling you, this is the pivotal thing that will make everything turn around for you, is loving yourself more. So it's February 25th. I want you there. I want you there. I want you there. If you need a scholarship, we have a few. But, you know, if you're going out and buying Starbucks, don't be calling me for a scholarship. Look at where your priorities are at. So with no further ado, here's my beloved friend and clear channel and brilliant clairaudient, Nadia Angelini. I love you, and I'll be back next week. Here we go.
Hi, everyone. It's Nadia. Dee's opening is so sweet. I'm happy to be back with you guys. I know you. I've been here several times before, and I'm always excited to sub in for Dee. Most of you know me already, but those of you that don't, my website is intuitionbynadia.com. Dee and I have been working together since 2004, and we've been doing this work for a really long time. So I'm here to be of the highest service to all of you today. And remember that even if I don't get to your call, that if you're listening, there's something you're supposed to get from someone. So we're all connected here. So I work a little bit differently than Dee, but I am here to identify whatever energy it is that is keeping you from manifesting and creating the way you want to in this life. Before we get started, I just want to remind you guys about some events that Dee's has going on the next couple months. She just told you about the Urgency of Self-Love, which I will talk about today around this year of one of the themes of 215. It's going to be amazing, guys. So if you can do that, it would be great. Also, I wanted to remind you all, Dee's doing it the present moment of you, March 7th in Chicago. And that is really going to be incredible. All of this, again, is supporting that self-love. Again, guys, you can find this all at imdwallace.com. So I hope you guys all check that out. So now to jump right in, the way I do individual sessions is I start by doing a channel before the person even gets there. So whether I've met them or not, I do a channel for them based on what is it that they really need to hear, even before I meet them. So I did that for the collective group today. So I'm going to talk about a little bit of the themes of 2015 and some of the stuff specifically for you guys who are listening today. So, and then we'll start taking callers right away. So this year, 215 is so different than last year, 214. There's much more feminine energy, much more feelings of warmth, the compassion, and not as kind of tumultuous as 214 was. 214 was like clearing house. It was just really a lot of people were being tested. This year is about bringing in the soul, your soul families, like bringing in the people to help you create your destiny, your soulmates, the people in your workspace or creativity that you need to help move your life forward. So I really, it's such a great year for creative projects and making connections on this human plane with your soul family. So that's really the energy of this year. In order to create that, it all comes from, of course, like Dee's talking about, the self-love, inviting more love into your experience this year. That is what we're all called to do, is being aware that when we dismiss ourselves, when we discourage ourselves, that we are constantly doing that, giving that message to the universe, that we are not worthy of receiving the things that we really desire. The big thing for you guys specifically today was there's a huge element of fear of going into the unknown. Activated for this collective group. There's been so much energy balanced, and it's kind of like I can't go back to the old ways of living, but I don't know the new ways, and so everything's very new. So there's still a little fear of really choosing to go, I don't know what it's going to look like, and I'm going to really walk into this unknown territory of what it looks like to be completely me. So hopefully, I'm sure we'll see that theme today, and we'll jump in with callers. I'm so excited to talk to you guys. So the first person we have today is Jeannie from Utah. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Well, I think you just answered part of my question, but given with the tumultuousness of all the events that are unfolding, my question was how to balance ourselves when, or stay in balance and stay in the present, stay in your truth when so much is going on. If you have teenagers and you have relatives that are having their own trials with health, and you know, when all this chaos is coming up, what do you do? I mean, how can you help?
Right. Well, it's a great question, and it's a really this is the challenge of being a light worker in what we do, which is how is it when everybody's spinning around us, how do I hold my center and hold my balance, right? So there's three things I'll tell you. Number one, when you see, you know, you have your you just mentioned teenagers and people that are struggling with health issues and your family who you care deeply about. So what's happening is when you're looking at them, you're being activated. Something in you is being activated that needs to be examined. If you don't examine the self, you cannot stay balanced for others. Because what's happening is if I'm looking at, let's say, you know, Dee and I talk about this all the time too, it's really hard to look at ISIS and stay balanced. Do you know what I mean? It's extremely difficult because it's so like, what are we in the 1500s here? What is happening? So when you're looking at things that are uncomfortable, so the best thing to do is, as you know, when you're balanced, when you're calm, when you're not in fear, you are projecting that out and actually helping the people that are in that state around you. So with the teenagers, I'm going to them specifically because there's something that you're not getting. Does that make sense? It's like I'm wanting something from you, and you're giving me this chaos. Instead of, I'm going, oh, okay, I'm really triggered. So let's say a lot of parents get into, I want, you know, my child is disrespectful. My child is acting out. My child is one of those kind of things, correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah. My husband and I strove to make the home life that we didn't have, and then my daughter ran away and did some bonehead thing that it's like, what are you doing? I give you everything and then you do this?
Right. And so you're angry and you're frustrated and you're scared. So those are your feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, she's trying to differentiate and find herself. So the best way you can deal with her is she's a teenager, so her brain's not fully developed. She has zero understanding of consequences. This is what people don't get. I'm like, teenagers don't understand consequences yet. We're like, how could you do this? This makes no sense. And she's like, she doesn't get it, you know? So what I would say to her is sit her down and see, like, no, help me understand what's going on with you. Help me, how can I help you? Because I'm scared. And when you do this, it's like, I feel, and just really owning your side of the street. So you give her permission, so you're not on her and judging her. Because as soon as you judge her, she's gone. She stopped listening to you. So okay. It's like if you can own your own space, and I would do it just you. You know, it's mother-daughter, and then you can bring in dad. But with her especially, you know, she doesn't know how to deal with her feelings.
Okay.
And it seems like you don't know how to deal with your feelings. So together, you're going to work through this together. And she's treat her like an adult. She thinks she is.
Okay. So, even though they won't do what you ask them to do.
But you can't make her. You're powerless over her.
Right.
And the more you try to control her out of your own fear, the more she will push against you. So accepting, I'm powerless over this person's health. He's choosing to be sick, or she's choosing this. But I'm not powerless over going, hey, help me understand. How can I help? Because
okay.
I love you so much. Coming from an open heart, coming from not the fear and the panic.
Okay, can I ask you one last thing?
Sure.
Do you see drugs with her?
I do, but I don't see a lot. I see like the normal high teenager amount. Like, I see experimentation. I don't see addiction.
Okay.
So
or suicide?
Understand. I see depression. I don't see suicidality. I see I have a pain inside me that I don't know how to deal with, and I want that to stop, but I don't want to end my life.
Okay. Awesome.
That's
Thank
what I
you.
Feel. What I feel from her. Okay, sending you lots of love. I know this is such a hard situation. I wish I had more time.
No. Thank you. You've helped a lot,
Thank
and I hope
so.
I helped somebody
Thanks.
Else.
Definitely. Thanks, Jeannie. Bye
bye.
So next we have Patty from Santa Monica, California, representing.
Hi,
Patty.
Well, I'm the sister. Well, I'm Jeannie's sister who has the health issue.
Okay, great. What's going on in your body?
Pancreatic cancer, and I'm about to start chemo, and I'm very scared.
And of course you are. Of course. Yeah, it's terrifying.
And on top of it, then there's financial issues that are coming up, and it's mm-hmm. just like, what? It's a running theme, and it's like, why is this happening, and why is it happening now?
Of course.
I'm
well,
supposed
it feels
to be
like every-
healing.
It's supposed to be, you feel like the universe is kind of not getting your back. Like you're being, like what is happening? You feel completely powerless. So let me jump right in. First of all, the irony, what they're telling me so clearly is the cancer is here to help you move into your master teacher role. And it's very difficult for you to own that space that, you know, when you look at cancer, okay, and this is, I've worked with a lot of people that have, that work with cancer, and they're really proving now scientifically that the cause is a lot of emotional imbalance, okay? So the fact that, and you know, coming from trauma from your childhood, and again, you could have the same childhood as somebody, but you have a different psyche and a different soul, and so your sensitivity is going to be higher, so you're going to absorb a lot more toxicity than maybe a sibling. Okay, so this happens a lot where you'll have the same exact upbringing and someone will take on the toxicity. So it feels to me like you're an empath and you take on a lot of toxic energy. So a lot of this, I got to be honest with you, doesn't feel like it's entirely yours. So
okay.
So your stuff, so I'm just going to focus on your stuff. So what I would say is whatever is not mine, I'm willing to release 100% whatever is not mine. What I want to get to what is yours, and what is yours is it's – now, listen, it is not easy what I'm saying, and so I just want to give that caveat, is somehow you called this cancer in. So the cancer got called in, and you can call it out. Now, how long have you been dealing with this?
I just found out on Christmas Day.
Okay. So it's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Right.
And now
okay.
I had surgery, and now I'm going into chemo.
Right. This is forcing you inward. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I do get that you're going to get through this. Your body
yeah.
feels very strong to me. Like, you're like, no, I want to be here. Like, it's bringing out a drive in you, and it's changing you forever. Your
yeah.
perspective on life is expanding now.
Yes.
And that is the reason you brought it in. Because you're going, oh hell no. I'm gonna
exactly.
bring it. I'm gonna live. I'm not sick. Okay, like, and I feel that, and I want to make that person come out because that is, you're here to be a master teacher. And the fact that you've been through cancer and you'll be able to go, I got cancer and this is how I dealt with it, is part of how your path.
Yeah, I totally get that.
I didn't let it break me. Yeah.
Right. The chemo, I'm just nervous about. But
okay.
I know I'm going to get through this. But why, like, I can't find a $5,000 check from the insurance. And it's like, and then
right.
all
and
kinds
so,
of.
So this is what I'm saying. You're already in the future of like, okay, so am I willing to go, whatever it takes, if I have to go into a little debt, if I have to borrow, if I, whatever it is, universe, to bring it in, I'm willing to come in all the resources to support myself through this process. And it may not look like I want to look, but bring it, instead of it's not here, it's not here, it's not here, it's not here, because that's what I'm hearing from your energy. It's not here, it's not here, I don't have it, it's not here. So I need you to stop.
Okay.
Turn that, and every time you feel that fear, so what I want you, your body is very strong. I'm telling you, your body is like strong. Okay, so with the chemo, you know, I balance it easily. My body, it goes through, it goes, it only kills the areas it needs to get to. Like, I want you to write it all out. How do you want it to go? Take more charge. Okay. Use that inner courage that's gotten awakened in you. Because this year is supporting that. It's supporting self-love, self-kindness. You know what? I'm willing to bring this in for myself. And I don't know that you were before. I don't know that you would have brought in resources for yourself until you had to. So this is making you have to.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But you will get – I really feel strongly, and I don't like saying these statements, but I really feel like I'll get through this. I feel like this is going to be something that is temporary. This is not, you're not living with this the rest of your life.
No, I totally get this. I am a strong person and just, I keep hearing fatigue and I'm not that sick person. I'm not that
you're
one
not,
to stay dead.
And you just say that. No, I'm not a sick person. And I had a client that had thyroid cancer and I swear to God, she was like, oh hell no. And it was the same thing and it was gone. Like, it just disappeared, and that was 10 years ago, and she just hasn't had to deal with it since. So it's one of those things where you have that inside of you. You're going, oh, no. Like, that, your inner being is like, I'm not having any of this. Like, this
exactly.
This is not happening. So, but it's hard because then you feel the physical fatigue. You feel it. Use that time to meditate. Use that time to see yourself filled with light. Use it to see whatever it is shrinking and disappearing and blasting yourself. Use this time for the spirituality, for the feminine energy to give yourself love and compassion through this time.
Thank you so
much. You have
much.
Hard time.
This helped me
tremendously. Oh, good.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Patty. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Moving right along. We have Susan from Pennsylvania. It's loading here. Susan, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, there we are. Yes, now I can. Perfect.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. So what can I do?
How are you?
Today?
I didn't know today was the
Good.
Day you were on.
I know. It was kind of last minute, but it worked out.
Okay. Well, so you already know the background on this. I'm calling in about the swelling around my teeth, and it's around the periodontal. And what I this started after getting some really wonderful body work that I've been having, the myofascial work. And I'm just checking in if, and I do plan to see a dentist, but I wanted to check if the swelling that I've been experiencing is more of a healing response, or not.
Well, I get a yes and, which is interesting. So it's a double. Interestingly enough, it feels to me like yes, it's a healing response, and there is something else because it's uncomfortable. Yeah, because you know I know.
Yeah,
that
when
it. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Well, it's a
so
swelling
it's
and a soreness, and I've had a lot of bone loss in that area on that tooth, and so there's concern about losing the tooth.
Right. I wouldn't be, and again, I think I told you this before, I wouldn't be concerned about losing the tooth. Like, if you seem to lose the tooth, I don't think it's going to be a big deal if that is the case. But I think more what I'm feeling around it is there's some kind of, it's very odd. It's like this restriction. Like, it's like it feels like there's a chain around your neck, around your jaw. Like, I don't know
why
that's the image that they're giving me.
Does that feel old? Because that's why I'm getting
it's
this intensive
very
body work.
Old. Yeah, and it's like exactly. So I think that it's this clearing out, this sort of old, locked in your mouth, not being able to speak your truth. Like there's a lot of emotion and restriction that I feel like is, and what's ended up happening is you start to feel restricted in your jaw and in your mouth. So that feeling of can you kind of like let your jaw loosen again? Seeing it blasted with light, again, I'm free. I'm no longer restricted. Because that's the energy of the gums to me. I'm just literally seeing like a lock over your mouth. Because not speaking your truth and all that, I mean, we know the background.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely working on that, and I'm making a clear intention to release everything and anything that's causing this. I guess what I want to, I know you're saying this about the tooth, but what I'm wanting in terms of like, you know, the creating miracles in 2015, I want to, you know, they say that you can't, that bone can't regenerate. And
yeah. And you and
I
want to like,
create
oh, yeah.
bone regeneration.
Yeah. 100%. Now it's hard to, so disconnect yourself from the collective, you know, and it harnessed your own personal creative power of, like, I'm going to make this happen. People have regrown limbs. I mean, stuff has happened that people say is not possible. You know, the body has – and by the way, scientifically, we do have the ability to reproduce cells. So you ask those cells to reproduce, to regrow the bone on
okay.
a cellular level.
Okay.
Start with the cells. Like, see the cells multiplying,
right.
building back the bone, you know?
But is there anything in my way?
Oh. Anything in your way? I get a no, Susan.
Okay.
I get that.
Nothing that needs to be balanced. It's just cleaning
it. Nothing
that
needs to be balanced. Yeah, and it's
okay.
Just, I'm free. That's what the words I'm hearing for you. I'm free. Because
yeah.
you always
okay.
have these things, like little things that like lock you down. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But you
yep.
are free. It's like you're free, you don't know you're free. They kind of need to, like, the knees aren't connected to the ground anymore, but you're still keeping yourself on the ground. You know what I mean?
What's not connected?
It's like the chains that have been locking you to the ground are not there anymore, but you still kind of are acting like they are.
Okay, I see. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's great.
All right,
that's all
thanks,
I wanted
Susan.
To firm up.
Okay,
okay take care.
Soon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next we have a genie in New York who I feel like I've spoken to before as well.
Yes, you did a long
yes,
time ago.
I remember.
Hello, Nadia.
Hi. So how can I help you today?
Whatever you get for me, I accept.
Okay. So do you want me to just do a little check-in for you?
Please do, because I've got all sorts of new stuff that has been happening.
Okay. Well, the first thing that came in was victory. There's like a yes. I'm getting a yes for this year for you of like a lot of divine help coming in for you. I don't get any negative energy at all.
Great.
A lot of gifts coming in. Just being really disciplined with your vibration. But otherwise, they're showing me like victory, 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 a win, a big win.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I love that.
Should I be doing my own radio show? I mean, this is it gets to be ridiculous after a
well,
point.
The truth is, Jeannie, you got to do whatever feels joyful for you.
Yeah.
If it's painting, if it's speaking, if it's radio, whatever, it's like, listen, if I choose to do it, I will be good at it. If this feels joyful to me, then you'll be victorious at it.
Okay. I got the picture.
Reading all day.
Oh, my pleasure. And you, my dear, as usual, are wonderful.
Well,
and I'm so glad
so
you're
much,
here
Kate.
For Dee. I know she's
thank
in flight.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
all right,
you.
We'll catch you. Thanks, Jeannie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, next we have here Lori in Washington. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
All right, how can I help you today?
Well, I'm wondering about my health, and I don't know if I could ask if about my car, how long it's going to last.
Okay, so, I definitely feel a lot of heavy energy around here. What's going on with your health? Can you tell me a little more about that?
I have an old injury on my back, my sacrum.
Mm-hmm.
Was fractured many years ago, and it's bothering me, and it's hurting, and, like, it hurts my legs all night long. And
right. So you're in chronic pain is what you're doing right now. Okay. So what's happening is, how do you deal with the trauma? What is your current coping mechanism for the pain?
I go to a chiropractor. And then
what about, do you take painkillers and stuff?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, so you are kind of struggling through the pain. Okay, so the way, what's coming in for me around this is, I'll try to explain this briefly, but we all have kind of an outside persona.
Uh-huh.
and sort of a shadow self, right? And the shadow self is the part of ourselves that we kind of feel either ashamed by, don't like, or judging, that we don't want the world to see, okay? This, when you talk about it, your back and the car, the metaphor for the back is, of course, I'm not supported in this life. I'm not taken care of. I'm
right.
on my own, okay? I feel alone. All this stuff is the back, okay?
Exactly.
Yes, and the car is, I can't move forward. So I don't trust that this vehicle is going to last for me, is what I heard for you, Camille. How long will it last? I don't trust that my vehicle in this life, my body, my car, and in the way that I move forward is going to be there for me.
Right.
Okay, so all of this stuff is like coming up from the depths of you, and this feels very old to me. This feels very childhood wound to me. This feels developmental. So I'm like, this is what you got. This is the message you got. And the back is keeping you isolated. It's keeping you in this sort of stuck place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First thing, so the energy that you want to call in is, I am supported. I direct my body to heal. I'm willing to bring love into my life in every area because you're missing that. You have a lot of love to give, but you're so, it's like the pain is like taking over. It's taken over your entire energy field. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I get it. And I mean, this is not an easy thing what you're struggling with right now. And I really recommend a mindfulness practice, okay, where you can, however you can get most comfortable and kind of ride the waves of the pain, okay? Like ride it and observe it instead of like being in it. It's almost like you become the observer to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because it actually will train the brain to not be as activated by the pain. Okay, but I want you to see, like, I'm telling you right now, I want you to see, this sounds crazy, all your angels and guides around you with their hands under you on your back, under your back. And it makes me want to cry, okay?
Okay?
They're holding your back, and I want you to see this every day, just have them holding it and sending light to your back to heal. I'm willing to let go of whatever it is that created this. I'm directing my body to heal. I'm willing to let this go. I choose to be supported. Okay, that's the energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah, because this is you can do this now. This year again, self-love, self-care, self-compassion. You're very hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You're very hard on yourself. And so this is forcing you to give some self-love and self-compassion. You won't get rid of it otherwise.
Okay.
Anything else around that? Let me just check. I get a no. That's everything. Will you do that for me?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, please. Okay. and please keep us posted. I always, you know, I just want to hear updates on people. And, you know, I'm personally just with, like, you and Patty, I'm just sending you guys, whenever I hear physical illness, I really blast you guys with light to help you support you in your healing process. So I'll be thinking of both you and Patty today.
Thank you.
All right, Lori, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay, I have another caller here, but it doesn't tell me their name, so I'm just going to go ahead and we'll see who's on the line.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I am from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, hi. Okay, so how can I help you today?
Well, I want to tell you that your opening statement just filled me with so much love and joy for this coming
oh,
year.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah, oh, it just resonated. So I'm covered in goosebumps right now.
Oh, good.
And, you know, with these webinar coming up, the self-love, I last weekend, I got so angry with myself for all of the negative self-talk and all of that. And I think that's what it took for me to start to turn the corner to truly loving myself.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So what,
it's just...
Go ahead.
No, I just feel like finally I can start down that path.
Yes. What I'm getting for you is I'm willing to take a risk on myself. I'm willing to take a risk. It's like this kind of thing of, you know, it's almost like the not loving yourself keeps you safe in this little, you know, it's like, oh, I'm humble and I'm a good person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that resonates.
Yeah, and so it's almost like risk being bigger, risk making waves. And the appreciation energy works magically for you. When you're in appreciation and gratitude, I mean, I think it works for everybody, but you really align with it. Like, as soon as you feel like, when you were, like, telling me you appreciated it, it was like, oh, a wave of light just came through. Like, it really is great for you to go into that appreciation energy.
Oh, yes, so much.
Mm-hmm. So is there a specific area that you have a question about?
I don't think so. So many amazing things are happening for me right now that I just kind of wanted to share that, I think.
I love that. And I would just say I'm willing to take a risk because this is the unknown thing of, like, you're going into an unknown territory that you know, with those of us that, for example, are willing to really put ourselves out there, you know, there are going to be people that don't like you. There are going to be people that
right.
And being willing to risk that to be in alignment with your own truth and being like, wow, that's their stuff. That's okay. If I make a wave, that's okay.
You know, love it.
Yeah, being willing to really put yourself out there and risk. That's the word. I'm willing to risk. Go, you know.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. I love the news. All right, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, next we have Tasha in Amsterdam. Oh, I love Amsterdam. Hi, Tasha.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you today?
I guess I would like to know why. I mean, yeah. I'll start with that. Why my lungs keep collapsing? My left lung collapsed in 2009, early 2009.
Uh-huh.
I think it was related to grief with my father. And
I went right to your heart. So what's going on? Is there stuff going on with your heart?
Not that I know of. But my right lung has also collapsed, and I've just come out of a hospital and recovering at home now.
Okay. So again, we're talking about a health issue here. So the lungs are obviously breathing in life. You know, it's like I'm alive. I'm the breath of life, right? But immediately, as soon as you said, before even you said grief, I went to your heart. So I think that your intuition is right on the money as far as when you went through the grief, the heart was affected, which affected the lungs, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm asking you is how is this, and this sounds like a really odd question, how is this issue with your lungs serving you? Like, are you able to take time off work? Are you able to what is it that how is it giving you something? If you can find one little grain of something that it's giving you.
No, I can, it already gave me the gift of knowing that I can heal myself. Because in the hospital when I heard what it was, I decided, okay, I've gone through this before, and that was horrible, and this time I wanted to be the easiest, fastest recovery, and that's what I'm aligning myself with. And
I love
what
that.
I got.
Yes.
And
And then I came back.
No. That was this time. Last time was very painful and upsetting, and it took a long time to recover. And right now, I was out of the hospital in 3 days. And while I'm very tired,
great.
I can feel that my strength is returning a lot faster. And I do
great.
Have time off work. I mean, I can talk, for one, which shouldn't be possible.
Which
you
is
know?
Huge.
But, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, because it's a lot.
I just called in because I'm wondering if, have I done all the work that I need to do to fully heal myself, or is there something I've missed?
Okay. There is one thing, and they're giving me the image of your inner child. There is a wound that is from your inner child that is yet to be acknowledged by you, and all it wants is acknowledgement, okay?
I think I would like a bit of a hint about that, because I've done a lot of work
okay.
with this.
Yes, I get a yes on that. So it's genetic. No, let's see what subject it's in. 1, 2, 5. Well, it's in the area of receiving and giving, and an imbalance in receiving and giving. Okay, so the message is, I can't take in. You know, there's just an imbalance there from when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, well, and the core belief that's coming up is, even though I love you, I'm threatened, and I need to keep myself safe. Okay, so even though you had people around you that you love, there was still a feeling of, I'm not safe within yourself, which blocks off this energy of receiving and giving. So they are telling me this is manifesting in your relationships today. Okay.
Right.
So this sort of like, you're not fully 100% safe with people.
Wow, yeah, no, I recognize that.
Okay, so that's the last piece. Because I'm safe to be here on this earth. I'm safe because it's the breath. It's like, I don't even want to breathe it in, you know? Like,
yeah,
old,
yeah.
Deep, it's very old. It's like the bottom residue of the barrel. You see what I mean? It's like the residue. That's what it looks like to me. It's like, you cleared out the roots, and there's this, like, dust at the bottom residue that's, like, the core bottom of it. Does that make sense?
It does. That's kind of how it feels. Like, I have really, I've shifted all of it except this.
Yes, and I get it. And it's a big one. It's safety. So, you know, you own your own power. You absolutely know you can heal yourself. I get a yes on all of that. It's, I'm safe being vulnerable. I'm safe breathing in life. You know, I'm safe. Love is safe. Like, I really feel emotion around it. Of literally loving is not 100% safe for you. So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I'm safe when I love. I'm safe when I love. I mean, that's it. It's right now with so many, all of us that are, you know, in this sort of level, it's more about claiming and choosing now than it is about clearing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's because we've moved past that now. This year is about really moving into choosing new ways. So
what I can do is just align myself with this, just like I align myself with my choice in the hospital.
Exactly. It's exactly the same thing. Exactly. And just,
see, that's,
and
how,
honestly,
that's how my body was serving me, showing me this.
Yes, exactly. It's showing, and keep, when you even, like, it sounds, this is the image they're giving me as far as a meditation, seeing your heart center, and again, it makes me cry, opening and healing your lungs. Like, the heart is beaming light and healing your lungs. You're safe with this open heart. You're safe being this loving being. Yeah?
Yeah.
This is
That's
for a lot
amazing.
Of people listening. By the way, it's for a lot of us listening. I just felt like there's such a big energy around it.
That's so amazing. Part of me has known that my whole life, and I've always been trying to push it out because people rejected that joyful, giddy, loving
yeah.
part of me.
Well, and
it's because,
ironically,
of course, part of me rejected it.
Exactly. And this is what we were just
right.
talking about with Shelley. It's like, it's a risk to be a bright, shining light. It's a risk. You know what I mean? It's scary because the world
yeah.
is not functioning from that place. The world is not living there. But we are
not
here.
Yet.
To, yes, but I start living there. You start living there. We are the leaders of this. We are the teachers. You know, and we have manifestations of healing ourselves, of manifesting what we want, And so people start to go, oh, maybe there is something to this. Like, you know,
right.
Open your heart and healing, because we need these manifestations. I healed myself.
It's true, isn't it? We can't skip that step for people and for ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's why
part
this
of
is necessary.
Exactly, exactly. So you make peace with it. You don't fight it anymore. You make peace with it. It's here to give you a gift. You know, I always say pain and fear is an opportunity to be someone you've never been. So whenever pain and fear come in, they're here to push you past your comfort zone.
Wow.
So you have an opportunity to be someone you've never been now. Instead of like, I'm a roadblock, no, this is an opportunity. What is it telling me? What's the message? You know, very powerful energy here. Very powerful. I love it.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
Thank you, Tasha.
I mean, I believe it, and thank you.
Yeah, no. Okay, bye. Okay, next we have here Mike from Connecticut. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Have we spoken before?
I don't think so. I have a question for you.
Sure.
What is my core limiting belief?
Your core limiting belief?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying to me, they're saying, depends on the area of your life. They just said to me, so which area would you like to focus on? Would you like to focus on career, money, relationships, health? The first thing they're telling me is rest. There's this feeling of letting yourself be at peace in general. You have a trouble letting yourself feel the feeling of peace. But can you give me an area of life specifically? Because I feel like there's a couple. There's not like one.
Well, let's pick manifesting then.
Okay, so manifesting. Okay, so what is keeping you from manifesting? That's great. Perfect. Okay. Okay, so for Mike. Well, this is the way they're saying to me. They're saying, we are constantly sending you gifts, and you are not acknowledging them as something that you've manifested. You are not acknowledging that the small things you manifest. So the big things are harder, are not. It's only like, if it looks like this, am I going to acknowledge that I manifested it? Does that make sense?
It does. Please continue.
So, for example, if it's like, I really felt like a coffee today. And then someone's like, oh, I have an extra coffee. Did you want a coffee? You know what I mean? Like, that's a manifestation. It's like those little things. So, wow, today I'm feeling really energized. I manifested that. Let me acknowledge that. Let me appreciate that. Because they're saying to me, we keep sending you gifts, and you're not receiving them. And I'm not quite sure if they can give me some discernment on that. Give me some discernment on why is he not receiving the gifts. And they are showing me something around your physical body. There's some sort of, and the word I'm looking for is shame. I don't know where the shame is coming from. But it's locked, there's a shame locked in your body. And it feels, again, very old to me, an old shame, I have to keep this a secret, I have to hide something, I have to guard someone, I can't let the world see this. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah, and it feels very old. It feels from childhood. So this old feeling of like, there's something wrong with me. That's the way it is, it feels like. I'm different. There's something wrong with me. So it's almost like I'm not deserving of the gifts. So I can't even see them. So I'm willing to see all the gifts that get presented to me daily. I'm willing to see miracles in my life. And the shame part, it's the way they're saying it to me is the way to clear it out for you is to look right at it and be willing to see it. And it feels like that little boy in you. Like I want to cry when I think about him.
Okay.
I feel pain from this child, of not being able to be his true self. So I'm willing to be my true self. I'm safe being my true self. There's no shame in me being my true self. I celebrate being my true self. That's going to lead you to the manifestations that you want. I celebrate being my true self. I'm safe being my true self. I'm accepted. I'm loved being my true self. Yeah?
Totally on target.
Great. Okay, good. Yeah, and you know, I think the hardest thing about the shame is that it was really locked into your body. So do you do any body work or massage? Do you get any of that stuff done, acupuncture, anything like that?
I haven't really, not for a while.
I would, just, I mean, with the intention of getting it locked out, because it's like locked in a little bit in the physical body, a little bit, because it was really young when you got this kind of message. So it's locked in the body a little bit. So whether it's massage, acupuncture, yoga, running, something with the intention of I'm clearing this out, I'm sweating it out, I'm massaging it out, you know, whatever it is. Some sort of focus of whatever you resonate with to get it out of the body.
Okay.
Yeah?
I thank you very much.
That's the biggest thing.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you have a great day. Okay, we're seeing on the East Coast here, and I have Anna from New York.
Thank you.
Hi, how can I help you, Anna?
Hi, I would also like to know what my limiting belief about creating is and receiving. I've made some investments and they haven't paid out in years, and currently not doing a type of work or a type of job, and just not even sure what direction to go in for creating income.
Yeah, well, this is the issue I see with you right away is, first of all, you have major psychic abilities that are not fully being used. So I'm going to say that. Okay, so you definitely have that. That's like right there. It's like, whoa, there it is. And it feels to me like you're surviving, not living. Like you have the message, I'm surviving. This is, you were taught, you survive. If you're surviving, that should be good enough. You're surviving, okay? And you're going, no, I want to live. I came here to live. I came here to celebrate life. I came here. This is not enough for me. Okay? So that's what your soul is saying. Yet, you are locking yourself in, but I need to be safe. And again, this is there's something you're denying in yourself. Okay? There's sort of this denial about that you're saying you want to, and it's a self-esteem issue. It's like, you know, I want all this money and I want to be out doing something I love, but I don't really believe I can. But I'm going to keep myself small. But I need to stay safe. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that you're aware that you're doing that.
Well, I sense the conflict, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's almost like it's so ingrained from what you saw growing up that, so right now, it's like I'm willing to completely disconnect all of that and connect to my limitlessness. I'm connecting to my highest perspective. I'm seeing things as through my highest truth. And there is some self-esteem stuff there. There is some insecurity stuff there, like not good enough stuff.
Well, part of that was I would get something that I really wanted and either someone took it from me or I lost it or something happened that I no longer have it.
Great. I love what you just said because that makes you the victim, right?
Yeah, all of a sudden. You know, cash came in, the car broke down, you know, that type
right.
of thing.
And we know that we're now the victim, and so that there's a, you know, the belief is, I can't, and so you just said things get taken from me. So the belief that I'm hearing is, I'm not powerful, I'm not strong. It's like this keeping yourself small. Do you know what I mean? Instead of like, it's almost like a bully. It's like the world is bullying you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you're being bullied somehow.
And that's what it felt like with my last job. I felt like I was bullied out of it.
Right. And this is based on you not owning your full power.
Mm-hmm.
Because bullies and this type of energy, like I always say this, especially when I work with kids, it's like the bully is the one that feels powerless.
Mm-hmm.
They feel powerless at home. They feel, you know, they're being abused at home. They're feeling whatever. And so they need to exert power over others.
Mm-hmm.
So the feeling of powerlessness, so the person that's bullied also feels powerless. So there's a match in energy.
Uh-huh.
Even though the bully is going about it by being aggressive, the one that's being bullied they both feel powerless. So there's a match in energy. Uh-huh. So where do you feel powerless?
Finances.
Okay, great. Are you powerless over your finances?
It certainly feels that way at the moment.
Certainly feels that way. Yeah. So that is what you keep manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you can, for money, the biggest thing, and this is, it comes back to it, is love and money are the same vibration. So if I'm loving myself and I'm feeling powerful, money comes to me. And powerful is not ego powerful. Powerful is like I'm balanced and I'm strong and I feel good being me and I'm secure. I can stay balanced. You know, that's really powerful to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when I see the money, oh, my money's not going where I want it to go. Okay, I see it going up. I'm literally blasting energy there. I call it energy blasting. Like I like the energy from my heart blasting it. It's like, okay, it's going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it go up. Take care of it, universe. You know, instead of, well, I don't know what's going to happen, and this is going to happen, then my car, then there's not enough, and then there's not enough. I mean, you're dominating your energy with this sort of negative focus, and so you keep getting more of the negative stuff.
Yes.
But I get it. It's like Abraham would say, you look at what is, you get more of what is. You look
right.
at what is, you get
one of my favorite things, yeah.
I love it. I mean, it's exactly right. And so it's like, okay, I look at what is and go, okay, this is, you know, this is a temporary situation. What's so hard for us is it's not what's happening. It's our thoughts and feelings about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if I get a flat tire, oh, for example, the other day, I'm 8 months pregnant, okay? So, and someone rear-ended me the other day by accident. I have a big car. And I got out of the car, and I was like, hi. And I wasn't hurt. I have a big car. I'm fine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you could see the panic on the woman's face.
Mm-hmm.
8 months pregnant woman comes out, you know. And she's like, you know what? I'll pay for it. It's all good. Because I went out, and I'm like, I'm not going to be stressed out about this. I cannot stress. I come out, okay, got rear-ended. Okay, well, let's just deal with it. And she gave me her number. She's like, we'll pay for it outside insurance. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Done and done. Okay, like, done and done. That's it. I wasn't hurt. Nobody was hurt. It's a pain in the ass, but it's not a big deal.
Right.
Turns out me and this woman, she's lovely. We end up having an hour conversation.
Uh-huh.
You know? So my point is that every situation comes with a gift.
Right.
But how? Where am I approaching it? Okay, my car, there's some money going into my car. Okay, well, we don't know that you're not protected for something could have happened in the accident. We don't know.
Right.
The universe is conspiring for your highest good.
Right.
So start directing your energy. I mean, literally listen to Abraham in the car, on YouTube, because that's all. It's Abraham stuff. It's
right.
You need to refocus. That's it. It's
okay.
A refocus. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
Okay, great. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great day.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we have Deca, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, from California. Is that right?
Hi. No, Nadia, actually, it's Deca. We used to be in class
Deca.
Together when Deca had
asked. Oh, my God, Deca, how are you? As soon as you said Deca, I knew exactly who it was. But I'm
yeah. And here we are. Well, I had a great year last year. I got a real Rob, and I've gotten nothing.
Great.
Real Rob, which is a program for Netflix with Rob Schneider.
Okay.
I did a guest starring role on it. But I haven't gotten anything, and it's been years since what I'd like to work on is a career breakthrough in commercials and, you know, just getting work.
What they're showing me is that your priorities are off somehow. So where are you giving your energy every day?
Well, taking care of my husband, cleaning the house, taking care of my animals.
There you go. Okay, so this is what's happening. Immediately it was other. It was like, I got to take care of all these other people. There's other focus. I need you to be spending like 30 minutes in the morning directing your energy, sitting with yourself. Where am I afraid? Where are my anxieties? What do I want to manifest? Because all your energy right now is going out, and I don't see any coming back. To feed you, to fuel you up. Does that make sense? And you're going, well, I need these jobs and these acting things to make me feel full, fulfilled. No, you feel fulfilled and then they come in.
Okay, I get that. Well, I do my spiritual programs. I listen to a lot of Rudy Hunter. But I'd really like to be simple about it. I'd simply like to take my walk in the morning. And
a walk is great. A walk
and
is feeling great. Very meditative. Yeah.
And feeling God hearing and talking to me. And I talk, I affirm, but I don't ever hear anything back from God.
Well, I'm feeling like you need to write it down. There's something about sitting with a hand and a piece of paper of, okay, these are the things, let me really check in with myself of, like, these are the things that I'm anxious about, and these are the things that I want to bring in. Okay, you start with anxieties because you're not good at acknowledging your anxieties. And so they're running all day. You have this anxiety of running out of a job and it's not coming in. So, blah, blah. So if you look at it right in the morning, you're kind of letting go of that energy for the day and you're opening up the energy for the day. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, that is the biggest thing for you because you're carrying these little pieces of energy throughout the day. And so if you dump them in the morning, like do a little writing, 20 minutes, and then go on your walk.
Okay.
Get it out. And then the walk is focused on what's my day? I'm open to miracles today. I'm open to magic today. You know, like really opening the energy on your walk instead of, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, I got that one.
Okay, great. All right, thanks, Tika.
Hey,
unfortunately,
thanks, I'm
gonna wrap up. No problem. So unfortunately, guys, we're wrapping up for today. I had an incredible time with everybody. I tried to get to as many people as I could. Those of you I did not get to, I apologize, but hopefully you got exactly what you needed. Again, I am Nadia Angelini, and I'm at intuitionbynadia.com, and I hope to chat with you guys soon. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.